Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, we're going to be discussing a series of indicators all setting up for a big Bitcoin explosion to a new all-time high, says popular crypto analyst, and quoting Mikhail Van de Pop, Bitcoin to $38,000 to $42,000, and then we'll correct. And breaking news just in, Montana passes, their Bitcoin bill wasn't that quick. Also quoting on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire, humanity didn't converge upon gold as a standard unit of value because proponents of gold were particularly nice or welcoming. If the Bitcoin thesis is right, it is because it wins on the merits of its own relative superiority, not because of irrelevant internet argument points. Great point. Also in today's show, the fight between crypto and governments is just getting started, says the Shapeshift CEO, Eric Voorhees. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin and Ethereum acting as a flight to safety amid this global order disruption, says Kathy Wood of ARK Invest. Also the trader who accurately predicted the 2023 crypto rally unveils his full bull scenario for the king crypto, but there is a big catch. We'll also be discussing Balaji's $1 million Bitcoin bet as tech influencers bold predict sparks the debate with ARK Invest. Kathy Wood also be sharing with you Max Kaiser's bold prediction of the Bitcoin price hitting $220,000, quoting him here, $30,000, check. This is going to be a fun ride to $220,000, the meme that keeps on giving. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is First and Foremost, a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone just tuning into today's podcast episode number 1253. I'm your host, JV, and today is April 16th, 2023. Lost the cover. Let's start with the market watch. As you can see, Bitcoin barely back in the green, trading above $30,500, according to Coin360. Ether correcting down 0.1%, still trading above $2,100. You also have XRP and Cardano in the red, while Litecoin, Binance Coin, Solana, and Polkadot are all breaking out and in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com. And as you can see here on your screen, we're just under the $1.3 trillion market cap with about $34 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The Bitcoin dominance is at 46.1% with the Ether dominance at 19.7%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Casper, the friendly ghost, leading the pack up almost 10%, trading above 5 cents, followed by Rocket Pool up 9%, trading at $56, followed by INJ up 8%, trading at $8.53. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, as you can see right here on your screen, we have INJ up 7.6%, RPL up 9.4%, and Casper up 8.6%.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators, shows we're currently rated a 68 in greed. Yesterday a 68, last week a 61, and last month a 51, which is neutral. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on the King Crypto? Let me know. And now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and what's popping. A popular analyst says that multiple indicators are suggesting that digital asset markets are gearing up for a rapid expansion to the upside. Full send it. Synonymous analyst known as Tech Dev tells his 500,000 Twitter followers that before each one of Bitcoin's runs to all-time highs, the Chinese 10-year note bottomed out and the moving average convergence divergence indicator crossed bullish. That's right. The MACD is a technical indicator designed to signal a possible reversal in the trend. Quoting Tech Dev, this happened before every all-time high setting Bitcoin move as outlined right here in this chart. Tech Dev also says that the altcoin market is setting up for a big run based on historical patterns. The analyst looks at the total crypto market cap, excluding Bitcoin, and identifies periods of downward price action, which we call corrections, sideways movement, which is accumulation, and price rallies, which is the markup. According to the analyst, altcoins are now in the markup phase, poised for higher prices, as updated here alongside this chart. Update, correction, accumulation, markup. So there you have it. Tech Dev compares the altcoin market against four other charts. He includes the Bitcoin dominance chart, which compares the market cap of Bitcoin to that of the rest of the crypto markets, and the dollar index, which pits the dollar against a basket of other major cryptos. Also included are the chart to the Chinese 10-year note against the US dollar and the Litecoin versus Bitcoin pair. Now, according to Tech Dev, all charts appear to be following their market structures between 2016 and 2018, suggesting multiple metrics are aligning to signal an explosion in the altcoin market. Quoting him here, sometimes patience is all you need. And it shows again the alt cap market, the Bitcoin dominance, the US dollar. We have the Chinese yuan and Litecoin versus Bitcoin. So looking at the Bitcoin dominance chart, Tech Dev appears to predict a massive breakout for the Bitcoin dominance, similar to what happened between 2016 and 2018. A bearish Bitcoin dominance chart indicates that altcoins are growing faster in value than the King Crypto. And for the US dollar currency index, the analyst suggests the dollar index appears to have topped out, indicating that investors are starting to make their capital work in risk assets such as crypto. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vande Pop, he says Chainlink to $18 to $22, Avalanche to $55 to $65, Litecoin $220 to $260, Ethereum $2,700 to $3,000, Bitcoin to $38 to $42,000, and Cosmos to $25 to $35, and then we'll correct. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. In breaking news, Montana passes their Bitcoin bill. I love the fast pace that this got accepted just like that. And I hope many other states across the United States are to follow protecting these Bitcoin miners. And quoting on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire, humanity didn't converge upon gold as a standard unit of value because proponents of gold were particularly nice or welcoming. If the Bitcoin thesis is right, it is because it wins on its own merits of its own relative superiority and not because of irrelevant internet argument points. And Eric Voorhees chimed in, convergence on gold also took hundreds and thousands of years. Let's try to bring the world to a Bitcoin standard a little faster than that. A community that is nice and welcoming may be helpful in this regard. Touche. And Dylan responded, sure, but that's not why it wins. It wins because it's superior, or fails because it isn't. Waxing poetic about its virtues to privilege and dogmatic Westerners makes minimal impact at best. Hyper-Bitcoinization as a thesis means billions adopt Bitcoin out of necessity, not virtue. And he makes a great point. So there you have it. And now let's dive into our next breaking story of the day and discuss the ongoing war between cryptos versus the governments, shall we? Check it out. As you can see, despite the unprecedented regulatory pressure that crypto has been facing recently in the US, the fight between the American government and the crypto industry is just getting started. Bring it. And believes Shapeshift CEO Eric Voorhees, according to the entrepreneur, US authorities still don't see crypto as an existential threat to the fiat system. But their recent crackdown and optimistic reaction to last year's blowups of fraudulent crypto companies, quoting him here, they see it as some sort of this scammy area where they can come in and look like the hero for cleaning up the mess, he said. And according to Voorhees, crypto must become mainstream before governments move against it fully. At that point, it will be too late for government actors to crack down on crypto, since too many people will be aware of its value and utility. And yeah, Voorhees does not doubt that crypto will ultimately win the battle for the hearts and minds of the people, partly because it is free from the restrictions on capital flows in traditional financial systems. That's right. It's the escape valve. Quoting him here, capital goes where friction is least in the crypto world. Capital moves freely. It moves effortlessly, like water, my friend, quoting the late, great Bruce Lee. Shout out to Lee Jun Fan. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree. I feel if they had the opportunity to ban Bitcoin, they would have done that 10 years ago because it is a threat to their fiat enslavement system. But guess what? They can't stop it. So Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, they could complain all they want. Gary Gensler, if he wanted to, but even though he already gave Bitcoin the green light, but trust my words, if they could have banned it, they would have a long time ago. And the fact is they cannot stop it. And that's a beautiful thing for those in Bitcoin. And with that being shared, fam, let me know if you agree or disagree. And now let's dive into our next breaking story of the day and discuss Bitcoin and Ethereum as a flight to safety. According to Cathie Wood, that's right, ARK Invest CEO says Bitcoin and Ether are serving as flight to safety assets as the world's economy becomes increasingly disrupted. Preach. Check it. On a new episode of ARK Invest in the No Pod, the chief executive likens the top two digital assets by market cap to gold, saying they are acting as safe havens during tough economic times, despite being known as volatile assets. Quoting Cathie Wood, these previously volatile risk-on metrics are acting like flight to safety. We think this is a theme that you should be watching out for. We think a lot of innovations out there are going to be a flight to safety. Why? Because they are going to disrupt the traditional world order, the old world order, as I like to call it. What are Bitcoin and Ether doing? I mean, by the very fact that they are being considered flight to safety like gold, that's really interesting and suggests much broader based adoption and acceptance than I think most people understand. And Wood goes on to say that the disruption in the world's order, the old world order, is becoming led by crypto assets themselves, and that the innovation of blockchain technology cannot be stopped. As she shares here, we would say that there is a flight to safety, certainly led by crypto assets. And it is telling us that the world is transforming and will continue to transform. You cannot stop innovation. Preach. And to watch this video interview she did, Will the Other Shoe Drop with Cathie Wood, check the show notes below the video in the description and let me know if you agree or disagree that Bitcoin and Ether are in fact and indeed a flight to safety. And with that being shared, let's now break down our next breaking story of the day. And that's a $69,000 Bitcoin breakout. And then we'll dive into Balaji's $1 million Bitcoin bet deciphered by ARK Invest Cathie Wood. And then we'll dive into Max Kaiser's $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction, followed by some live Q&A. So here we go. Check it. A closely followed analyst who nailed this year's crypto rally says he sees a scenario where Bitcoin erupts and rallies close to its all-time high of around $69,000. Full send it. Synonymous analyst Don Alt tells his 500,000 Twitter followers the Bitcoin bulls have one more resistance level to take out at around 33 Gs to give rise to a full-blown bull market. However, the crypto trader does not see Bitcoin taking a straight path towards the all-time high should Bitcoin move above its immediate resistance. According to the analyst Don Alt, the breakout rally at 33,000 will likely be followed by a swift corrective move. Keeping in mind the current height for this year is around, I believe I'd say 31,400. Quoting him here, I think if it goes full bull, it will look something like this. There will be a big nuke for me to get trades in. There always is. And it shows you where he has the bear market at, which is around 19.5, the whatever market at around, I would say 25, the indecision at just under 30,000. And he shows us the bull market going on up past that 32,000 mark, taking us all the way up to a new all-time high of 69,000. So looking at that chart, it appears the breakout rally could propel Bitcoin close to 50 Gs before coming back down and finding support at 30,000. Fellow crypto strategist Cred appears to have a similar forecast for Bitcoin. The synonymous analyst says the Bitcoin is not likely to face any resistance until it hits 32,250, the price level, which is the next area of concern at, which is then 35,000. Break those levels and Cred thinks the Bitcoin can quickly ascend the $40,000. Quoting him here, sellers have had a hard time selling this market under $30,000. Personally, I didn't see 30,000 as an important area of of resistance. I think low mid 30,000 is the area that actually matters. We will look for rotations lower from there before market teleports to 40,000 and liquidates me. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst that we're likely to see a breakout and potentially hit a new all-time high or around that ballpark this year in 2023, which leads us to our next breaking story of the day. Let's discuss Balaji's $1 million Bitcoin bet. And if you're not in the know, that's the former Coinbase CTO, Chief Technology Officer. Maybe a couple of weeks ago, 2 to 3 weeks ago, he made a very bold prediction saying Bitcoin is going to smash $1 million by June 17th, which meant 90 days from the time he made the prediction. And he was willing to bet $1 million on it and then double down that bet and double it up to $2 million. And ARK Invest's Kathy Wood had some interesting insights in deciphering that bet. So let's break this down next, shall we? Get ready for a thrilling ride into the world of cryptos with Balaji and Kathy's ARK Invest podcast episode. Could Bitcoin's price reach $1 million? If you haven't watched that pod or listened to it, make sure to check it out. This captivating discussion features Balaji, the influential entrepreneur and investor of the crypto space, former CTO of Coinbase, and general partner at venture firm Anderson Horowitz, alongside Kathy Wood, we all know as the dynamic CEO and CIO of ARK Invest. Together, they explore the future of Bitcoin and its potential impact on the global economy, gain invaluable insights from Balaji's vast experience in the crypto space and his unique ability to see the bigger picture as they delve into the recent events shaking up the crypto industry. Here's some of the things they touched upon in this interview. Balaji's bold prediction that Bitcoin would reach $1 million in 90 days based on his analysis of the supply and demand dynamics, the geopolitical situation, and the potential of a mass exodus from the U.S. dollar system, ultimately meaning we're not going to see anywhere near $1 million unless the U.S. dollar collapse. I mean, $1 million Bitcoin price, that's the only way that will come into fruition within the next 90 days. Kathy's agreement that Bitcoin would reach $1 million, but with a different time horizon and a different perspective on the macroeconomic environment. She argued that we are in a deflationary scenario where innovation is driving down costs and increasing productivity while monetary policy is trying to stimulate inflation, and the lessons they learned from Argentina, which we saw hyperinflation firsthand, and currency devaluation, and how they applied the current situation in the U.S. and other countries. Balaji's belief is that there are only three true currency pairs in the world today, which include Bitcoin U.S. dollar, Bitcoin Chinese yuan, and Bitcoin euro. He thinks that these are the only currencies that matter for global trade and commerce, and that Bitcoin is becoming a universal reserve asset. Now, Kathy's thesis is that the velocity of money is starting to flatten, meaning people are holding on to their money instead of spending it. She thinks this is a sign of a lack of trust in the system and a preference for saving rather than consuming, and the potential for a hard landing in the economy where growth slows down abruptly and inflation spikes up. They discuss how this would affect or could affect Bitcoin and other assets and how they would each react to such a scenario. For example, the impact of the recent regional banking crisis on the crypto market, where several banks in Turkey, Brazil, India, and Nigeria faced liquidity problems and imposed restrictions on withdrawals and transfers. They explain how this created a surge in demand for Bitcoin as well as other cryptos as people sought alternative ways to store and move their wealth. The comparison between the Fed's fund rate and Bitcoin's issuance schedule, they point out how the Fed has been lowering its interest rate to near zero, while Bitcoin has been halving its supply every 4 years, with the next halving anticipated to be less than a year away. Let's go. They suggest that this creates a stark contrast between a fiat system that is expanding in its money supply and a crypto system that's reducing its inflationary rate. I'm going to read one more highlight here. The similarities and differences between the 1980s and today in terms of inflation and interest rates. They recall how Paul Volcker, the former Fed chairman, raised interest rates to combat inflation in the early 80s, causing a recession, but also restoring confidence of the U.S. dollar. They wonder if such a policy would be possible or desirable today, given the high levels of debt and leverage in the economy. So there you have it. Let me know your thoughts surrounding Balaji's $1 million Bitcoin price prediction and Kathy Wood's insights with her timeline. They both genuinely believe Bitcoin will, without a shadow of a doubt, hit $1 million. The difference, Balaji feels that will happen by June 17th and that the dollar will fall apart, ultimately the death of the dollar and hyperinflation here in the United States. And Kathy Wood is saying, hold your horses. We know it's going to happen, but not as soon as you're anticipating. So let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below, which leads us to our final breaking story of the day. And that's Max Keiser's 220,000 Bitcoin price prediction. And then we'll dive into some live Q&A. And shout out to Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert. Now, after a turbulent year that saw over $2 trillion in value wiped out, the crypto market is again showing signs of life, which you gotta love. We're up, I believe, over 80% year to date. Now, Max Kaiser, also known as the High Priest of Bitcoin, a podcaster and pro-Bitcoin advocate who boldly predicted that the crypto is headed for a sky-high $220,000 Bitcoin price. That's right. Now, what will drive the Bitcoin price to 220? According to Max, the 220,000 price point for Bitcoin will come in a flash in an optimistic forecast that he has narrated numerous times in the past, which I've covered here in the show. His prediction is based on a number of factors, including the growing number of investors who are turning to Bitcoin as a store of value amidst economic uncertainty. Quoting Max right here on crypto Twitter from a tweet on April 10th. This is after we hit 30,000. He says 30,000 Bitcoin. This is going to be a fun ride to $220,000. The meme that keeps on giving. Touche. You gotta love it. Now, recent data from CoinShares suggests that investors are flocking to Bitcoin, with crypto investment seeing inflows of $57 million just last week, most of which went into Bitcoin. The report indicated that this puts digital asset flows back in the positive for the year. And another factor contributing to Bitcoin's steady increase since January is its decoupling from the equities market, with crypto showing a stronger correlation with gold, a traditional safe haven asset during times of economic uncertainty, as pointed out here. Bitcoin's correlation with gold surpassed its correlation with the S&P 500. So you gotta love it. Now, Kaiser's bullish outlook is supported by Bitcoin's recent breakout from a symmetrical triangle pattern, which usually signals an upward trend. And also, I like to point out that the network fundamentals have never been stronger. We're reaching a new hash rate virtually every day. And as they say, Bitcoin price follows the hash rate. Financial expert James Butterfield, who works at CoinShares, notes that crossing 30,000 is a major milestone for Bitcoin, since this price point has provided significant resistance in the previous month. This shift indicates that Bitcoin is gaining ground amongst investors after a difficult year. You're damn right. And moreover, the anticipation of Wednesday's inflation report, which actually came in, more bullish signs for Bitcoin. But overall, Max's 220,000 Bitcoin prediction continues to gain traction as the crypto market continues to surge. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his bullish price prediction. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.